Lao Tzu was an ancient Chinese philosopher and is credited as the author of the Tao Te Ching, one of the fundamental texts of Taoism. The Tao Te Ching is a collection of verses that explore the concept of the Tao, which can be translated as the way or the path. Taoism is a philosophical and spiritual tradition rooted in these teachings. It emphasizes living in harmony with the natural order of the universe and attaining a state of balance and unity with oneself and the world. Taoism, with its profound wisdom, offers valuable insights into the human condition, particularly concerning the nature of worry. According to Taoist philosophy, worry arises from our attachments to specific outcomes, excessive planning, and our struggle to embrace the natural flow of life. The teachings of the Tao also remind us that being overly preoccupied with the past or future disrupts our connection with the present moment, leading to disharmony and distress. In this video, we draw inspiration from the timeless wisdom of Lao Tzu and present five practical ways to overcome worrying, empowering ourselves to live more harmoniously and joyfully in the present. Number 1. Slow down. Lao Tzu says, "Nature does not hurry, yet everything is accomplished." Lao Tzu's principle of Wu Wei, often translated as effortless action or non-doing, suggests that we can alleviate worry by slowing down and flowing with the natural rhythms of life, rather than forcing or rushing things. To illustrate this principle, imagine a river flowing downhill. The water effortlessly navigates the twists and turns, adapting to the landscape without hesitation or resistance. It doesn't struggle against obstacles, but finds a way around them, always moving forward with grace and ease. In this metaphor, the river represents the natural flow of life, and Wu Wei is akin to flowing with that current. Wu Wei does not imply inaction or laziness, but rather a state of harmony where we act spontaneously and effortlessly, without force or resistance. Instead of trying to control or force outcomes, we learn how to flow and trust in the natural course of life. Now, let's apply the principle of Wu Wei to the context of relationships. Imagine you're in a romantic relationship and find yourself constantly worrying about the future, seeking reassurance, or trying to control the other person's actions. These worries and efforts to control stem from a place of fear and insecurity. By applying the principle of Wu Wei, you would practice slowing down and flowing with the natural dynamics of the relationship. Rather than trying to force certain outcomes or constantly seeking validation, you would cultivate a state of presence and acceptance. Letting go of attachment to specific expectations, you trust that the relationship will naturally evolve and unfold as it should. Now, this doesn't mean becoming passive or indifferent, but rather finding a balance between expressing your needs and desires while allowing space for the other person to do the same. By practicing Wu Wei in relationships, you reduce unnecessary worry and anxiety that arises from trying to control or manipulate outcomes. Instead, you focus on nurturing the connection, communicating honestly, and allowing the relationship to grow and evolve naturally. Embracing the principle of Wu Wei in our modern-day world, where speed and instant gratification often dominate, can help us slow down, find balance, and reduce worry in various aspects of our lives. It reminds us to align ourselves with the natural flow of life, trust in the process, and embrace the beauty of effortless action. By doing so, we cultivate a deeper sense of peace, harmony, and overall well-being. Number 2. Surrender to the natural flow of life. Lao Tzu tells us that life is a series of natural and spontaneous changes. Don't resist them. That only creates sorrow. Let reality be reality. Let things flow naturally forward in whatever way they like. Lao Tzu believed in the inherent wisdom of the universe and its natural order. He encouraged individuals to trust in the unfolding of events and have faith in the larger picture. By understanding that everything happens for a reason and that we're part of a larger tapestry, we can let go of worries and find solace in cosmic order. In our modern world, we've deployed a belief that we can micromanage every aspect of our lives. We meticulously plan and strategize, trying to shape outcomes according to our preferences. This emphasis on control not only hinders our trust in the universe and its inherent wisdom, but also breeds worry and anxiety. By becoming overly attached to specific outcomes and fearing the unknown, we rob ourselves of the peace that comes from embracing the natural order of things. Lao Tzu's teachings, on the other hand, remind us of the limitations of our control and the importance of trusting in the larger picture. By letting go of our excessive need for control and embracing the wisdom of the universe, we can find solace amid the chaos and uncertainty of life. Imagine you're a software engineer considering a career change to pursue your passion for environmental sustainability. You've been working in the tech industry for years, but the desire to explore a different field keeps growing. This decision is as much significant as it is uncertain, as you contemplate leaving the familiar tech world behind for a new opportunity in sustainability. Applying Lao Tzu's teachings, you approach this situation as a boat floating on a river. The river represents the natural flow of life and the unfolding events of your career. Instead of becoming consumed by overanalysis or obsessing about the outcome, you cultivate trust in the inherent wisdom of the universe. Like a boat on the river, you trust that events and opportunities in your career will guide you to where you need to be. You recognize that there's a larger plan at play, connecting your journey with the broader flow of life. While maintaining this trust, you take action, updating your skills, networking with sustainability professionals, and actively seeking relevant opportunities. Just like a boat steering to avoid obstacles or reach desired destinations, you navigate the job market using your experience and expertise while exploring new paths aligned with your passion. Let's say you secure a position in a sustainability-focused organization. However, as time goes on, you realize it's not as fulfilling as you expected. Instead of getting frustrated or regretting your decision, you adopt a mindset of acceptance and seek to learn from the experience. You understand that everything has its place and purpose in the natural order of things. By embracing this perspective, you shift your focus from dwelling on what could have been to fully engaging with and learning from your present circumstances. You trust that the unfolding events of your career will lead you to where you need to be. You find peace in the knowledge that you're connected to something greater, like the boat on the river surrendering to the natural flow of things and finding solace in the guidance of the larger tapestry of life. Number 3. Embrace the present moment. According to Lao Tzu, if you are depressed, you're living in the past. If you're anxious, you're living in the future. If you are at peace, you're living in the present. Lao Tzu recognized that dwelling on the past or worrying about the future can consume our thoughts and rob us of the joy and peace available in the present moment. Worry often arises from regrets about past actions or experiences or anxieties about what might happen in the future. By consciously redirecting our attention to the present, we can free ourselves from the grip of worry. In the modern day world, we often find ourselves preoccupied with regrets from the past or concerns about the future. For example, we may constantly replay past mistakes, feeling regretful and worried about their consequences. Alternatively, we may worry about future uncertainties such as career prospects, financial stability, or personal relationships. These worries can cause significant stress and hinder our ability to experience peace in the moment. Lao Tzu's teachings encourage us to acknowledge and learn from the past, but not to dwell on it. Instead of constantly replaying past mistakes or missed opportunities, we can choose to accept them as part of our journey and focus on the lessons they've taught us. By letting go of regrets, we release the burdens of the past and open ourselves up to the possibilities of the present. Moreover, when it comes to anxiety arising from concerns about the future, Lao Tzu encourages us to recognize the uncertainty of the future, which is beyond our complete control. Instead of incessantly fretting over potential outcomes, we can cultivate trust in the natural unfolding of life. This trust enables us to relinquish excessive planning and worry, and instead embrace the present moment with an open and curious mind. To cultivate a mindset that is attuned to the beauty of each moment, we can start by simply accepting things as they are right now, without judging or fighting against them. This means being okay with our feelings, challenges, and whatever's happening around us. When we do this, we can find inner peace and clarity. Mindfulness meditation can help with this. It's a way of focusing on the present moment, noticing our thoughts and feelings without judging them. This helps us become aware of worries and allows us to let them go. Often, these worries come from thinking about the past or future, not what's happening right now. So, by staying in the present, we can feel more at ease and enjoy the beauty of each moment. In our daily lives, we can also infuse mindfulness into various activities. Whether it's eating, walking, or engaging in conversations with others, we can consciously direct our attention to the sensations, thoughts, and emotions that emerge in the present moment. By doing so, we shift our focus away from worries about the past or future and anchor ourselves in the here and now. Additionally, cultivating gratitude practices can contribute to alleviating worry. By consciously appreciating the blessings and positive aspects of our lives in the present moment, we nurture a sense of contentment and reduce the inclination to worry about what we lack or what the future might hold. By incorporating these principles of mindfulness and gratitude into our lives, we can liberate ourselves from the cycle of worry and attain a greater sense of peace, present, contentment, and clarity in our daily lives. Number 4. Simplify. As we learn from Lao Tzu, manifest plainness. Embrace simplicity. Reduce selfishness. Have few desires. Lao Tzu's teachings emphasize the importance of simplifying and letting go of excess as a means to alleviate worries. Taoism teaches that the interconnectedness of life warns us against focusing on fear and greed, as it disrupts the balance within ourselves and affects those around us. When we desire something expensive, it often leads to stress and an increase in our efforts to acquire it. Once obtained, we face the pressure of maintaining it and the associated lifestyle, leading to further anxiety about potential loss. In contrast, embracing a moderate lifestyle cultivates simplicity. Simplicity involves understanding our true desires and, importantly, precisely what we do and don't need. By living in moderation and recognizing that our needs are few, we can find relaxation and be fully present in the moment. By embracing a simpler and more minimalist approach to life, we can reduce the mental and physical burdens that often contribute to our anxieties. In the modern world, there are practical ways to put this moderation into practice. One approach is letting go of excess possessions. Lao Tzu encourages detachment from material possessions and the desire for constant acquisition. Instead of placing excessive value on external belongings, he suggests finding contentment in what is essential and necessary. By decluttering our physical space and letting go of excess possessions, we create an environment that is conducive to peace and clarity. For example, you can assess your belongings and donate or discard items that no longer serve a practical or meaningful purpose. By simplifying your living space, you reduce the mental load of maintaining and managing unnecessary possessions, which can contribute to a sense of lightness and reduce worries related to material attachments. According to Lao Tzu, another way to embrace simplicity is by streamlining and simplifying our daily routines and activities. Often, we fill our schedules with numerous tasks, commitments, and distractions, which can lead to overwhelm and worry. By intentionally streamlining our routines and focusing on essential tasks, we create space for rest, reflection, and rejuvenation. For instance, you can prioritize your most important responsibilities and let go of non-essential activities or time-consuming distractions. By simplifying your daily agenda, you allow yourself more time to relax, recharge, and engage in activities that bring you joy, thereby reducing worries related to a hectic and overwhelming lifestyle. By letting go of excess in various aspects of our lives, we can free ourselves from the burdens of attachment, desires, unnecessary complexities, ego, and past or future concerns. This practice of releasing what is excessive or unnecessary allows us to cultivate a more peaceful and balanced state of being. Number 5. Let go of ego. In our final quote from Lao Tzu for this video, he says, "The ego is entranced by names and ideas. However, names and concepts only block your perception of this great oneness." Taoism believes that everything in the world is connected, like a beautiful tapestry. We're all linked to a vast universe which is always changing, never staying the same. And just like the universe, we also go through constant changes and transformations. This can make it hard to hold on to things and identify with them as they keep changing. When we focus too much on our ego, which is our sense of self and importance, we get attached to things like our jobs, hobbies, societal status, possessions, and how we look. But these things aren't really who we are. They can change or even disappear. But that doesn't mean we lose ourselves. If we let our ego take over, we become worried about keeping things the way they are, and we resist change. It's like holding onto a branch in a river and refusing to go with the flow. We end up missing out on the beautiful experiences that lie ahead. Taoism teaches us to see the beauty in change and impermanence. When we learn to let go of our ego's tight grip, we feel a sense of freedom and gain a deeper understanding of ourselves. It's not about losing something. Instead, we open ourselves up to growth and transformation. Lao Tzu said that letting go of who we think we are allows us to become who we can be. It's a continuous journey of discovering ourselves, not a fixed destination. So, when we release our ego's hold, we start a journey of self-awareness. We learn to flow with the changes in life and find peace and joy in any situation. Instead of worrying about keeping everything the same, we embrace the rhythm of life and find contentment in being present and open to what comes our way.